Well, it is week one of the fantasy football season officially. Your drafts are in the books, and it's time now to start setting your lineups. And with that in mind, it's week one of the fantasy spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf with Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, let's talk first about the matchup between the Eagles and the Jaguars on Sunday. One of the interesting guys all offseason has been Zach Ertz. Everybody expects a big breakout from him. He's got an opportunity this week to go against a Jaguars defense that was very leaky against tight ends last year. What do you think about Ertz on Sunday?
Yeah, Bo, they actually gave up the second most fantasy points per game to tight ends last year, behind only the Cardinals. And if you remember, Zach Ertz and Brent Celek had a monster game against the Cardinals last year. But I did want to point one thing out. I think the Jaguars are a better team than people are thinking. I'm not saying the Eagles fans should be nervous about the game. I just think this could be a bit of a challenge. However, I think Zach Ertz and Brent Celek are going to be keys in this game. And for two reasons. Number one, Gus Bradley comes from the Seattle Seahawks mold. He plays a lot of cover three defense. And if the Jaguars are playing cover three this week, I think Chip Kelly is going to attack, as most teams do against cover three, with four verticals. Brent Celek and Zach Ertz down the seam, out of the slot, with a vertical route, I think they can make an impact on those routes. And if the Jaguars decide to switch into a cover two a little bit, as they did against Peyton Manning when they played the Broncos last year, I think Zach Ertz has a shot to make a play on kind of a deep post pattern, exposing the middle of the field. So Zach Ertz, I think, is a really strong tight end play this week. If you're desperate and are kind of streaming tight ends, I think Brent Celek is also viable. However, as he did last year, I think he's going to need a tight end to really come through for you.
Well, the other weapon that returns to the Eagles passing game this year is Jeremy Maclin. Of course, everybody wants to know how he is going to look in his first regular season game coming off of injury. Are you starting Jeremy Maclin this week?
Yeah, I think Jeremy Maclin's a really strong wide receiver three this week. Obviously, we know what kind of upside he has. I think he has the talent to replace DeSean Jackson's production and more. I thought he was a better fit in this offense than DeSean Jackson was last year. I was higher on him before his injury than I was on DeSean Jackson, and I'm really excited to see what he can do. They're going to move him all around the formation. He's going to run vertical routes on the perimeter. He's going to motion into the backfield, much like we saw DeSean Jackson do. Now, am I scared about the injuries? Of course I am. Everybody's worried about that. But if Jeremy Maclin stays healthy, I see no reason why he can't be a top 24 fantasy wide receiver.
On the other side of the ball, of course, the Jaguars now have Toby Gerhardt, who broke free from the chains of perpetual handcuff for Adrian Peterson, against an Eagles defense that does pretty good job against the run. But, of course, the tempo that the Eagles play with, that means the Jaguars offense is going to get lots of opportunities, most likely. Are you starting Toby Gerhardt?
Yeah, I think he's a good second running back. He's a really good flex. And Toby Gerhardt in his career, look, I understand he's transitioning to a new team, new coaching staff, with probably a worse offensive line than he had in Minnesota. But 10 times in Toby Gerhardt's career, he's had 10 or more touches in a game. 7 of those 10 times in a PPR league, he's gone above 10 fantasy points. So this is a guy who, even though he doesn't have the talent of a top running back, he certainly doesn't have LeSean McCoy's talent, he certainly doesn't have Adrian Peterson's talent, but when he's had the opportunity to get volume, he's produced. He's going to catch the ball. I think ideally the Jaguars want to give him 15 to 18 carries, maybe 3 or 4 catches a game, and if he gets that, history has shown that he will produce.
All right, moving outside of the Eagles and Jaguars, this is, of course, one of those fun fantasy weeks where you've got 16 games on the docket. Everybody's playing. Tell me a couple, or just one under-the-radar guy. You always get asked about sleepers. An under-the-radar guy for this week and maybe a few weeks beyond.
Well, I think a guy who Eagle fans might be familiar with because his brother is the best center in the NFL, and that's Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I really like Travis Kelce this week because not only do I think he has the athletic ability to be a really good type of go-to receiver for Alex Smith, they need him this week because Dwayne Bowe is on suspension. Against the Tennessee Titans, I think Travis Kelce has a shot to be a big-time producer in week one. Everybody's asking me, who's this year's Julius Thomas? Who's this year's guy who's coming from nowhere to produce big numbers? If I knew that, I'd be paid better than I am now. But I think Travis Kelce has as good a shot as anybody. Alex Smith likes to attack between the numbers. I think Travis Kelce is going to be a go-to guy for him. And I think that on the back end, that Tennessee defense is exploitable.
All right, last question, Joe. Give me the biggest impact rookie in the 2014 season.
I have to go with Brandon Cooks, and I could go off the board a little bit, but I keep coming back to Brandon Cooks. I think in the New Orleans Saints offense, he doesn't need to play 70 snaps a game to make his impact. Sean Payton's going to move him around. They're going to move him into the slot, motion him out of the backfield. run him on some vertical routes. I think Brandon Cooks has a monster impact this year. He might be a little inconsistent for fantasy, but I think all in all, we're going to look at the final wide receiver standings and see Cooks pretty high and higher than his other rookie counterparts.
Not a bad pick for you, Joe, but for me, it's Cody Parkey.
Hey, do you get points for long field goals in your league, bonus points? Some leagues give 5, some even give 10 points for long field goals. Man, the guy booted 250-yard field goals. Ice water in his veins. Right. No doubt about
it. One of the best offenses in the league, of course. So for Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com, follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan. I'm Bo Wolf. We'll see you next week on the Fantasy Spin.